Hey, Samuel Blues on the analytical highway. For the ones who dared to bring politics into the room and didn't apologize. Yeah. He stepped out of the mine door, psyche in one hand, politics in the other, wearing Young's old overcoat. With a rainbow badge, safety pinned to the lapel, and a shirt stitched with grief from Gaza to Brixton. He wasn't neutral. He was inflammatory. He lit up the analytical sky like a protest flare at midnight over the River Jordan and the Thames. Speaker of inconvenient truths, breaker of analytical taboos, he walked into the training institute with plot in his eyes and Karl Marx in his dreams, shouting, "I saw the best minds of my profession sanitized by supervision, gagged by committees, neutered by neutrality, afraid of saying trans lives matter, lest someone write a letter." Yeah. I saw Anna Larzans exiled from the couch, queer ghosts wandering the corridors where only phantoms of fathers were ever welcome. And he stood up when no one else would, calling out homophobia at the heart of the analytical machine. Not just the slurs or exclusions, but the subtle systemic silences, the way love between men was analysed, but never, ever affirmed. He didn't ask for tolerance. He demanded recognition, spoke with and for gay analysts, not as a saviour, but a comrade in arms, where theory still whispered, but never kissed. Yeah. He said you can't interpret the unconscious if you're afraid of the body that loves. You can't speak of soul if you flinch at desire. And they called him difficult. He was. Called him radical because he saw what was hidden beneath the couch. Beneath the couch. And dared to name it. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't just want a seat at the table. He wanted to flip it, scribble Free Palestine on the underside of the consulting room couch. Then ask what that really means to the analyst who voted Labour, but winced at the word colonialism or sexuality. And still he recovered the father. Brought him back not as dictator, but damaged ghost, grieving tyrant, wounded myth. The father, he said, isn't a mountain. He's a landslide. He wrote it, taught it, set it down in ink. This person who thought that therapy without testimony is just a whisper in a storm. Reflecting critically, book like a bell in the dark, ringing for the silenced, ringing for the queer, ringing for the raced, ringing for the mad, ringing for the misgendered, and ringing for us, the analysts who once believed in neutrality, yeah, but couldn't sleep. The analyst who once believed in neutrality, but couldn't sleep. We couldn't sleep. So, he said, don't give me that sanitized empathy. Don't hand me warmed over thought wrapped in affirmations. Give me contradiction. Give me rupture. Give me the dream where Gaza bleeds and nobody calls it a counter-transference. He rides the critical highway with a satchel full of footnotes and a megaphone made from a skull. He teaches in questions, weeps in a metaphor, shouts in italics, walking the analytical road with one foot in the consulting room, the other in the street protest outside the Home Office. This ain't neutrality. This is revolution. And it will be televised in the sacred key of psyche. This is what happens when the talking cure finds his voice and refuses to look away. Yeah. This is what happens when the talking cure finds his voice and refuses to look away.